started a sefer called Noam HaChassidus. It's a collection of different Torahs, of different quotes from Rebbes on different things. So I thought, being Talmud, starting with the first one, quote on the sefer Noam HaChassidus, talk about a little bit. There are three Hasidic outlooks and quotes on Talmud Torah. The first one will be from the Alexander Rebbe Zatzal. The pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yates Sari Gimel, Lo'olam lo eshkach pikudecha kibam chaitani. Says David HaMelech, forever I will always never forget your teachings because I live through them. Says Alexander Rebbe, Shadav HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Omar, Eicha ucha lishkoach pikudecha, halo kol chiyah shal adam. Does a person ever forget to eat? Does a person ever forget to eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner? No, why not? Because it gives energy to energy and passion to a person. Will a person ever forget what really gives him chiyus? Says the Alexander Rebbe. You want to know what Lulam Alexandra kibam chaitani? You know what that means? The same way I don't forget to eat, I'm not going to forget what gives me real chiyus, what gives me real energy. Wake up in the morning, and that's your Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Talmud Torah. And I've said this before, and I always repeat this to myself. The days that a person learns Torah, on a personal level, you feel like you're on a higher level when you're learning in a real and real way, not just a minute here, a minute there, but a real, real way. You feel like you're a different person. That's the first time idea that Alexander Rebbe says. Dalmach was saying, what was he saying? La'olam lo eshkach pikudecha. I'm never going to forget your teachings. Kibam chaitani. I literally get chias from them. It gives you spiritual and physical strength learning Torah. Second idea was from a pasuk in Megillas Esther. The pasuk says, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chafei, Megillas Esther, Uvevol fnei ha-melech amar ima sefer Yoshu machshavto hara, Shechashav ha-yudim ha-roshu. What does the Pasuk say? When she appeared before the king, he commanded by means of the letters that Haman's wicked scheme, which he devised against the Jews. Says Rav Shalom of Bells, the Bells of Rebbe, you know what it means, Uvevol fnei ha-melech? When you come in front of the king, it doesn't mean that Esther came in front of Achashverosh. Ubol v'nei ha-melech, when you come on a kishaba adam la'amod b'tfila v'nei ha-melech malchei ha-amlachim sha'olam, when a person comes to daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omar ha-eitze shetia tfila kora. You want to know what an eitze that you should get, your tfila should be answered? You want to know how? Im ha-sefer al-yidei limet Torah yiske she-yishuv daito machshav to ha-ra. Says Alexander, you want to know is Uvol v'nei ha-melech Omar. You want to know, you come in front of the king, you want to be an Omar, you want your tefillah to be accepted. Omar, you know what you say? Ima sefer. Yachshav nachshav ta'ara. I learned a little Torah before tefillah. And through that, alidei limit Torah, yiske sheyishav machshav ta'ara. A person's wondrous thoughts, a person's bad thoughts will go away from his tefillah. It's called machshav ha-zaros, v'ros yeshuvah mimenu b'yazveil. A person learns a little bit before tefillah, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara, a little bit of Chassidus. It gives a person yeshivadas. That's what it means. When you come in front of the king, Omar yimas sefer. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I came to you before learning a little Torah, and then Yoshu machshav to hara. Then all the bad thoughts will squander and go away. Beautiful idea, and I think it's a very practical message. A person wants to have a strong tefillah. We have to try to be able to learn a little bit of Torah. Whether that means before shacharis, before mincha marv, a little bit of Torah. And finally, the third idea is the tahara that happens by a person when he comes into contact with learning Torah. Famously, we'll see an idea from the Abter Rebbe. But before we get to the Abter Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak of Vorka famously told his students and his mishpacha and his family on his deathbed. He said, people are always running here for this mikvah and that mikvah, the biggest tahara. He says, the biggest tahara in a person's life is blad gemara, the daf gemara. Gemara ashitosis, that's the biggest tahara in the entire world. That's the biggest purification in the entire world. Says the Abter Rebbe, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shabbos Beis HaMikdash, we had the paraduma to be matayar herself. We had the red cow, the red heifer, for someone who was impure to be pure. However, nowadays, well, because of our sins, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the red heifer. We don't have the ashes of the cow. It says Obisol, you know what purifies a person? We get purified through what? We get purified through learning Torah. That's what Yitzchak of Vorka was telling his mishpacha on his deathbed. You want to be pure? You want to get pure? Open up a Gemara, open up a Sefer. So these three quotes from the Rebbes, and then we'll end up with a Maisa. Says The first idea was from the Alexander Rebbe. Eich efshe lishkoach ha-Torah, says the Alexander Rebbe, lo'olam leshoach bikudecha kibam chaydeni. How am I supposed to forget your Torah, David Malach says. It's what gives me chias. A person doesn't forget to eat. A person doesn't forget that food gives them physical strength. So too, the Torah gives us spiritual strength. The Torah gives us chias, it gives us energy. The second idea, we said that a person should try to be able to learn a little Torah before davening, and that's what the Baal Zereb, B'Shalom of Baal, said. When you come in front of the king, Omar ima sefer, I learned a little Torah. Ima sefer is a code word for the Torah. And then through Tama Torah, a person is able to have his thoughts and other things get away from his feet, able to daven in a real way. Yishuv makshav to hara. Finally, the third idea, a person gets tremendous purification when he learns Torah. As Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka told his family on his deathbed, there's nothing bigger tahara, bigger purification. And learning the Daf Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos. And that's what all of Yisrael said. All of Yisrael said, the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we had the red heifer, we had the red cow, they made people pure. Nowadays we have Torah. Finally, a last Maisa. My wife's grandfather was in the Holocaust, and we know the last few weeks of the Nazis, when they were going down, they didn't have their normal stuff happening. And what they used to do is they used to make Jews go on these death marches. It was a terrible thing. So my wife's grandfather was on one of these death marches with his brother, Uncle Elia, just passed away. What happened was, my wife's grandfather, he couldn't do it anymore. And it was a cold, snowy day. He just sat down in the snow. He said, I can't do it anymore, Elia. I'm so sorry. And my wife's great-uncle turned to my wife's grandfather. To my name was Moshe Chaim. He said, Moshe Chaim, get up. We have to learn one more Mishnah. We have to learn one more Daf of Gemara. Let's go just learn a little more with me. Please, please, just give me learn a little more with me. And Moshe Chaim got up when he didn't think he was able to, just be able to learn a little more. Says my wife's grandfather, he says, that the Koch of Torah learning with his brother, that was the one thing that made him get up. The one thing that gave him the chias to be able to get up in 1945, when everything was lost, was the chias of learning Torah. We should be able to remember the things that give us the chias is Torah, be able to learn a little bit before davening, but ultimately it's the biggest thing that gives us tahara. We should be able to bezer Hashem to mekabel the Torah with tremendous simcha and bracha and learning Tama Torah in a very strong way. A good chodesh. Thank you so much.